Hello and welcome again to Daily Inspiration Time. This is Brother Jeff Chapman back with you, and it's a pleasure to be able to share from this wonderful opportunity from God's Word. You know, I would like to talk to you on the subject of fruit today. Fruit. You know, the Bible tells us that we should bear fruit. Fruit is, you know, what is coming out of you. You know, when we look at trees, it's very obvious to be able to identify trees when you look at the fruit. You know, the flower and the fruit really tell you what the tree is. And sometimes the flower alone is not enough. It takes a little time for that fruit to finish and to come out. And, you know, that's kind of like my life and your life. There's a serious, serious day coming when all the fruit that we have yielded is going to be revealed. Excuse me. So, in John chapter 15, we have the famous verse that most of us can quote. It says, "Abide in me. Abide in me." Now, that's such a beautiful invitation from Christ to abide in him. There in John chapter 15, abide, stay, connect, live, dwell, you know, with me. And he says that if you abide in me, he gives us some promises. So let's look at verse 4 of John 15. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. And he goes on to say, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. So if we are going to bear fruit, it's obvious that we have to be connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to abide in him, and then it says in he in us. So we become one with Christ. And you know, there's an old saying that says, no fruit is better than its tree. No fruit is better than its tree. And one way to live the Christian life is to be sure you don't live it as the majority of other people do. You know, there's a terrible misrepresentation of true Christianity. Few people want to really take the Bible for what it says. There's so much newfangled, new dimension Christianity coming in, and we need to stay with the old path of Christianity of just taking the Bible for what it says. And I'm even scared of all these modern versions that are coming in of the Bible. Oh, my friend, we've got a good English Bible in the King James. Why do we need to go digging in every new translation? I mean, there's like 1,300 English translations of the Bible, I believe it is, and there's so many languages don't even have a Bible, and we're sitting here trying to just reinterpret and redefine what the Bible says. And we've got a good one. God preserved his word. We've got to be looking at this tree we are, or this vine we are, and realize that we're not better. No fruit is better than the tree it was born on. And I just want to ask you, if you see your need, do you see needs in your life today? Do you have sins and needs that you need Jesus to help you with? Well, the invitation is really good. Abide in him, and he in you. You know, if we could get a glimpse of the glory of God, like Isaiah did, you know, I believe we would just confess to God, you know, woe is me. I need you, Lord. We need to get jealous for God's name and his glory and this fruit bearing in our life. We need to get earnest about pleasing God. And I want to talk to you the next few days about fruit and fruitlessness in the Christian's life. And you know, I don't think we believe, the majority of us that I fellowship believe in this clergy system of you need a man to help you get to God, you know, or the church gets you to God. You know, the Bible's really clear that it teaches that we're a brotherhood and we need to stay connected, but it also teaches us that every brother is a priest of God, and that every brother is to be an able minister of reconciliation to the sinner. And we don't need to just, we don't need God to just pour His Spirit out on the preacher. You know, we need God to pour His Spirit upon the people too. You know, there's a mentality out there that says, oh, God will just speak to us through this preacher. And yeah, thank God for those men that labor in the Word and stay on their knees. But brother, sister, whoever's listening to me today, God wants to pour His Spirit out on you, and He wants you to bear fruit. You know, we don't need a sensational preacher. We don't need a sensational revival meeting. You know, what really is going to bring you and I to the finish line is that if we have Jesus Christ working in our life. And when Jesus is in our life, there's going to be a wondrous following of signs and wonders in your life, of the very fingerprints and visitation of God in your personal life. And it would sure help if we would get to that place of quietness and waiting on the Lord, that we would see the glory of God. We ought to pray that, God, I want your glory. I want to see your glory. I want to know your glory. I want to be jealous for your glory. I want to give you glory. So I always want to ask you a question in the beginning here. Are you a fruitful Christian? Are you a fruitful person? You know, and I believe a real Christian is fruitful. And we need to look and understand of what kind of fruit that we should bear. We need a real understanding of that John 15 about abiding in me and bearing much fruit. And you know, the Master is coming. And the Master is looking. He's looking through the leaves. He's looking through the branches. He's looking through the church of Jesus Christ today. And He's looking for fruit. And I want you to know, this same Master that's coming to look for the fruit today, this Master has a sharp pruning hook. And this Master, likewise, has a sharp axe. And He says the branches that don't bear fruit He takes away, and the branches that bear fruit He purges. And it also says that every tree that bears not fruit will be hewn down and cast into the fire. So the Master has a sharp pruning hook. Ouch, it hurts to be pruned by God. But oh, for the very God that created you to prune you is the most loving and glorious thing, so that you might bear fruit. But oh, be warned too, my friend, that if we are not in the way, and we are fruitless, it says that the Master has an axe, and He will cut down every fruit, every tree that bears not fruit, and it be hewn down and cast in the fire. The Master sharpening His pruning hook, and the Master is sharpening His axe. He's either rejoicing over you because you're fruitful and you're humble and you're waiting on Him and you're connected to Him, or He's possibly dunging around your fruitless tree for the last time in hopes that you might bear fruit. He is perhaps sharpening the axe to remove you from the orchard. Well, if we look in Mark chapter 12, there's a story of a fruit tree here. In Mark 12, I believe it's Mark 12, I'm on the right place. Yeah, this is the one where he has the tree that is not bearing fruit, and I'm not a perfect man here. This is the the story of where he lent out the vineyard, and he was coming back for his fruit, and the men there were not very kind to the servants of the master, and when he returned, the servants beat them, and finally they killed the son, which was the heir. And I want you to know the master has invested something in you and I, and he's left us a responsibility, and he's coming back one day, and we best have some fruit for the master. Jesus cursed the fig tree. Why? There was no fruit. He was hungry. He wanted something from it, and it was not there. And John the Baptist says the axe is laid to the root of every tree that bringeth not forth fruit. And the parable of the soils, it talks about not having fruit, not bearing fruit. One of them, it says that the fruit did not make it to perfection. It was choked by thorns and cares and riches and pleasures. So I want to challenge you today. We'll leave off at this point. But are you fruitful? Just to make you think, are you bearing fruit? My friend, get on your knees and get God to fertilize you and to prune you and say, God, make me fruitful. I have to be fruitful for you. We must bear fruit. Well, God bless you. Let's meditate on these things, and we'll talk about them some more tomorrow. God bless you. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus.